I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, this is it. We're saying goodbye now. This is the final segment of this program, which is run on KSL now for about 15 months. It has been an incredible privilege and an honor. The summer before last, 2019, I got a phone call from one of the big bosses here at KSL, and they talked about how with Jay McFarland's departure, there was going to be an opening in the afternoons, and I was asked to consider auditioning to become the newest talk show host here at KSL News Radio. About an hour after that phone call, I think it was July of 2019, about an hour after that phone call, I was driving through Pennsylvania. I was driving from Washington, D.C. to a small town in western New York, my hometown, Mount Morris, it's called. If you've ever been there, I'd be impressed. 57500, Utah Community Credit Union text line. If you've ever been to Mount Morris, you tell me about your experience via text. Well, along that drive, my wheels were turning because that phone call from KSL saying, hey, would you consider auditioning? It put me on a path, and it got me thinking about what kind of talk show host I might be able to become if I were to earn an opportunity like that. And so about halfway through the drive, I pulled over. There's a stretch of Pennsylvania, if you're driving to New York, western New York, that is, from D.C., that runs along the Susquehanna River. And there are a few portions there where you can get right up to the shore of the river, right to the bank there, and there are some picnic tables. Well, I pulled over, and I had a little laptop with me, and I walked down to the river's edge, sat there at the picnic table, and I wrote a script for what would become the first segment of my run as a talk show host, or at least when I was auditioning. And so what I want to do is I want to read that script to you right now, and as I do so, I want you to think if we have accomplished the goals together that I laid out in the very first segment of this program. So remember, what I'm about to read to you comes from the day I auditioned, the first day I auditioned here on KSL News Radio, ultimately leading to an offer to become a talk show host. It reads thusly, before I introduce myself, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for choosing to listen to this radio station, KSL News Radio. There are many other ways to spend your time right now, but you have chosen to share these moments with this radio station, and I am grateful to you for that. Over the course of the next little while, I hope to give you reasons to keep tuning in. I hope to give you a reason to invite your friends and your neighbors to listen, your siblings, your children, your parents. My name is Lee Lonsberry, and this is my audition. I would like to become a host of a talk show here on KSL News Radio. I'm auditioning before you, the listener, as well as the bigwigs here at KSL. I'd like to convince them and you that I have what it takes to be worthy to sit down behind this microphone each day and run my mouth. I'd like to become part of your daily routine. I'd like, together with you, to take a look at the world and see what it has to teach us. You may remember me. Vainly, I hope that you do. I used to work for the great Doug Wright. I was his producer. Together, we worked for a number of years. And after my father, Doug Wright has had the largest impact on my professional life. Together, he and I chased Mitt Romney and John Huntsman around the country as they were both running for president. Doug and I broke big stories together, like when Utah's attorney general announced he was calling it quits or when Judge Shelby ruled that gay marriage was legal here in Utah. Doug's show was where Utah came to talk. Well, Utah has a lot more to say, and she'll say it here on KSL. Doug didn't quite instill in me the same love for the small town of Eureka, but he did instill in me the level of excellence that you, the listener, deserve every day. He's one of the great talents, and he taught me how to talk to Utah. I hope you'll give me that chance to show you what I've learned. This radio program will be one where news is not only broken, but where news is made. When the school superintendent sends a letter home announcing a dramatic change in district policy, we'll get to the bottom of it here on this program. When there are protests downtown or when the union workers strike, we'll sort it out here on this program. When the streaker interrupts the football game, we'll laugh about it right here on this program. When our elected officials seem like they're getting a little sideways and it's time for a chat, we'll call them here. I've got their number. You and I will call them together here on this program. When the tragic and the unthinkable happens, we'll gather and mourn together here on this program. We'll celebrate success and learn from the lessons of failure, all of it here on this program. And then, as I continued that audition, I talked a bit about my growing family. On that audition day, all those years ago now, my wife and I were expecting a baby. My wife that I met right here in the KSL newsroom. I talked about my cat. and I talked about my hope that I would be given this great privilege. On that audition day, I said that I've lived a little bit of life. I've seen some of the worst in people and some of the best and everything in between. I asserted that I've been preparing for this show my entire professional life and arguably well before that. I pointed out that from time to time I get sappy and angry and silly and even just plain peculiar. Because that's what we are here in Utah, a peculiar people. I wrapped up that audition day by saying, hopefully, this is the start of a long, peculiar friendship. I'm Lee Lonsberry, and this is KSL News Radio. Well, how'd we do? Did we get there? Has it been a peculiar friendship? I sure hope so. I had 15 months to pull it off, and I think we made some good progress. But we're not there yet. The politicians are still getting sideways. The school superintendents are still making some funny decisions. There are still streakers from time to time that run across the football field. There's plenty of chuckling over that to do in the future. The workers are still striking from time to time, and gosh darn, do we know that there are protests taking place downtown. I look forward to becoming a listener with you again of this great medium of talk radio. It's the medium that provided for my livelihood as I was growing up. My father, a talk show host for most of my entire life and continuing on to today. It's been a remarkable privilege to hang out with you. But in just 2 minutes, I'll say goodbye. In these last moments, I'd give you just some advice and a plea to work hard, to learn at every turn, and teach along the way as well. People ask me what I want to be when I grow up. I tell them, I have no idea. I just hope that wherever I find myself, that I am able to learn something each day and to teach something each day. And I'll take that attitude with me onto Washington, D.C. In 1 hour from now, I'll be in the car, and I'll be heading east, and I'll be listening to KSL News Radio. I'll be listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, and I'll look forward next week to Dave and Debbie's expanded three-hour chunk of time in the mornings from 9 until noon. That's after having listened to Utah's morning news, of course. And then now 1 hour chunk of time middays, noon to 1, with Maria Chaleos offering up an hour's worth of midday news. And then here in this time slot from 1 o'clock until 3 will be Boyd Matheson as he brings an expanded version of Inside Sources. And then Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News right here on KSL News Radio. Thank you for these past 15 months. I love you, I will miss you, and I'll see you around.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson. And unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.